Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Eau Claire Police Department's been notified a registered sex offender will be released from prison into Eau Claire on Tuesday. We'll tell you more. Also, we're 2 days out from the spring election. We'll cover some things you need to know before Election Day. Also, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson held a listening session with parents in Dane County on Friday having to do with education and issues that may be on people's mind as they vote in various school board races on Tuesday. We'll hear from Senator Johnson as well as an area school board member who's also seeking assembly. Plus, three legislators, they write a letter to Governor Evers urging him to use the money from sale of land toward building a new veterans home in Chippewa County. Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is coming up this week. And also the DNR reminding Wisconsinites that fire season is underway. We'll try to cover all of that in the next quarter hour here on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, the Eau Claire Police Department has been notified that 34-year-old sex offender Jeremy J. Dean will be released from prison on Tuesday, April 5th. Dean will be under supervision by the State Department of Corrections. His previous convictions include possession of child pornography in January of 2019, child enticement in January of 2007 in Eau Claire County, and also causing a child to view or listen to sexual activity in January of 2007. Dean will be residing at a Department of Correction monitored residence in the 800 block of East Grand Avenue in the city of Eau Claire. The primary focus of his release plan is to ensure public safety. Well, with the spring election coming up on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission released its list of the top things that Wisconsin voters need to know before April 5th arrives. First and foremost, voters who receive their absentee ballot by mail should make plans to return it to their clerk's office by Election Day. On Election Day, most voters can deliver their absentee ballots directly to their normal polling place, but it must arrive before the polls close at 8 o'clock. Voters in cities, villages, or towns that count absentee ballots at a central location must return ballots to their clerk's office or the central count location. Now, any voter who has not returned their absentee ballot is still eligible to vote in person on Election Day. Another thing to know before Tuesday's spring election is you need an acceptable photo ID to vote, but your ID for voting does not need to show your current address or have a star on it. Your acceptable photo ID for voting does not need to show your current address. Most voters already have the photo ID they need to vote, like a Wisconsin driver's license or ID, and anyone with questions should just visit the Bring It to the Ballot website. That's at bringit.wi.gov or call toll-free 1-866-VOTE-WIS. That's 1-866-VOTE-WIS for information. A voter who does not have an acceptable photo ID must be offered a provisional ballot and the opportunity to submit a photo ID within 3 days after the election. Voters without an acceptable photo ID can get one for free with one visit to their local Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles office. So you might want to do that on Monday, though that's usually a pretty busy day there. Wisconsin voters with a driver's license or state ID card don't need to worry about whether their ID has a real ID star in the corner to be used as a photo ID for voting. A photo ID with the star may at some point be needed to board an airplane or enter federal buildings, but it's not required for voting. Also, voters can find their polling place on the very friendly My Vote Wisconsin website. Your polling place may have changed from the location you voted previously. The Wisconsin Elections Commission's My Vote Wisconsin website, very easy, myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov allows you to verify your polling place and provides directions to every polling place in the whole state, as well as information about what will be on voters' ballots when they get there. Voters can also check whether their registration is current. If it's not, you can start the voter registration process online, print your filled out voter registration form and bring it to the polls with you on Election Day this Tuesday so it can be signed in front of a poll worker. Voters can also complete a paper registration form at your polling place on Election Day. If you're registering to vote, remember, you'll need to show a proof of residence document with your current name and address on it. Proof of residence can be a government document like a Wisconsin ID card or a document like a bank statement or utility bill. You can show your proof of residence document either in paper form or electronically on your phone or mobile device. A couple of other things. Your vote is secure. Wisconsin's election systems are secure thanks to the State Election Commission's strong partnership with federal and state agencies and local election officials. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has found no evidence that Wisconsin's election systems have ever been compromised. The Wisconsin Election Commission has taken extraordinary steps to ensure that voter registration and vote counting systems are secure and have many redundancies to protect and back up all voter data. And finally, the polls open at 7 a.m. all across the state at all the polling places this Tuesday, April 5th, and they close at 8 o'clock. Now, if there is a line still at 8 o'clock, they'll allow you to vote. Turnout for the spring election is typically about 20 to 25% of voting age adults. This doesn't include the years with presidential preference primaries when the turnout typically spikes higher. So we hope that you will go to the polls this Tuesday and make your voice heard. There are numerous school board races up for election this Tuesday in Eau Claire, Altoona, Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and many other locations throughout the Wibwogo listening area. This past Friday in Dane County, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson hosted a listening session with Wisconsin parents to hear their concerns about various issues like COVID-19 masking practices, critical race theory, gender identity curriculum, and school board elections. Here, Johnson talked in the beginning about why he was holding the session.
When President Biden repeatedly said that his number one goal as President of the United States was to unify and heal this nation, you know, I was thinking, I'll sign up for that. You know, absolutely, that is what we need to do. It is, as Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. And the fact that we are so divided as a nation, it weakens us. It actually encourages our adversaries. And so I think of all the policy things we have to do to fix problems in this nation, the first and foremost thing is we need to come together as a people. And it is just true after every tragedy, whether it's a personal one, whether it's a regional one, hurricanes in Florida, tornadoes, floods in the Midwest, wildfires in out west. Don't we always come together? Don't we send truckloads full of construction supplies and construction workers to help rebuild after 9/11? We came together as a nation. We didn't come together during the pandemic. It was politicized. And to a certain extent, what we'll be talking about here today is what parents witnessed due to the response to COVID, but also as they're kind of looking over their children's shoulders at what was being taught online. And I think that's certainly what I've heard in previous sessions. I'm expecting to hear that today.
Now, before taking questions from those in attendance at the Dane County listening session this past Friday, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson also heard from those around the table, including Hillary Roth of Altoona. Now, Roth is an assembly candidate who also is a member of the Altoona School Board, as well as having served on a state organization for gifted and talented kids. But as she introduced herself in her initial time of sharing, she talked about why she was there.
Today, I'm here as the mom of two high school age daughters. I'm here as a mom who is concerned and disheartened by what education has become. No longer are schools there to educate our children. Schools today are seemingly tasked with being the village for our children. They feed and clothe children. They provide mental health services for children. They provide dental care for children. They are increasingly called on to fix societal issues from race to sexuality. And I ask you, why? Why are schools being tasked with this rather than parents? Why are parents being forced out of their children's lives? A district in my area has made national news in the last couple of weeks for a professional development that states that parents have to earn the right to have access to information about their children. That same district has teachers openly telling students that if they disagree with their parents, the teacher will be their mom. Why are schools focusing on these issues rather than on what the actual role of a school is, which is educating our children in academic subjects? Our learning loss is great. Our test scores are plummeting. But yet, according to an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin DPI has just rejiggered school scores to make it all look better. I want my children to learn math, not critical race theory. I want my children to learn English, not sexual practices and preferences. Why are educators more concerned with these issues than the academic learning that should be happening in schools? I am tired of the woke culture that is raging through our society today. Our children are struggling, but are they struggling because of our supposed bad parenting, as some educators and schools would have you believe? Or are they struggling because of the constant barrage of political correctness and shame that is being slammed down their throats at every turn? Shame for being born white, shame for having opportunities, shame for having Christian values. I want education for my children, real education, not some dumbed down version of education. And I want teachers that will work with me as a parent, not against me.
Later in the listening session with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Hillary Roth went on to say,
this goes even further back. I think as parents, I know I myself have received very, very mixed messages from the schools over the years. So I'm going to go back. I think it was like 3 or 4 years now, definitely before COVID. My daughter was having some issues in middle school, and there were two areas specifically that she was having these issues. So I reach out separately to two different teachers to, you know, kind of bridge some gaps and build some bridges, all those things. And the reply I got from one teacher was essentially, you're over-involved, you need to step back, basically you're a helicopter parent, like, you know, whatever. However, the reply from the other teacher was, perhaps if you were a more engaged parent and more involved with your child, this wouldn't be an issue. So I think it goes back to, as parents nowadays, we can't win.
Again, Altoona School Board Member Hillary Roth, who's also a candidate for assembly in the Chippewa Valley 68th District, one of three Republicans vying for that seat. Her comments at a Ron Johnson listening session on education this past Friday in Dane County. Meanwhile, three area legislators, State Representative Rob Summerfield, State Representative Jesse James, a Republican state Senate candidate in the 23rd, and also outgoing Republican state senator Kathy Bernier, all signing a letter sent off to Governor Evers this week, asking him to use the money from the sale of 89 acres of land currently owned by the Northern Center for the Developmentally Disabled in Chippewa Falls to go toward building a new 72-bed veterans home. The three legislators say this is a unique opportunity for the state to not only help rural communities, but also those who served our country with loyalty and devotion. They point out that Wisconsin has approximately 330,000 veterans and only three veteran homes exist to serve their needs. They say these men and women gave selflessly to our country, and it's necessary that we're able to do the same for them. Also, some things to note on the way out. This Monday through Friday has been designated as Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in the state and Eau Claire County. The following themes for each day next week have been set by Wisconsin National Weather Service offices: alerts and warnings, severe thunderstorms and lightning, flooding, tornadoes, and extreme heat. Eau Claire County Emergency Management will be posting information and safety tips for all these themes to their social media pages, so look for that in the coming week. And Thursday afternoon at 1:45 and 6:45 in the evening, there's going to be tornado drills statewide, so you're encouraged to take part in these drills at your workplaces, your schools, and your homes. The Eau Claire Communications Center will be setting off warning sirens for these drills, even though the National Weather Service will not be using their normal means of announcing them. So if you hear the sirens during these drills, don't expect to hear them during an actual emergency. Having multiple ways to receive alerts is the best way to live informed and also to stay informed during a severe weather event or any other emergency. And finally, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminding folks that fire season's underway. Unlike out west, spring is the most dangerous time for wildfires in Wisconsin. After the snow melts and before plants, trees, and grass turns green, fires can spread quickly. While spring is always much welcome after Wisconsin's long winters, seasonal warm and dry conditions can increase wildfire activity. Wildfires can happen just about any time of the year, but historically, 60% of all annual wildfires in Wisconsin occur in March, April, and May alone. That'll do it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, recapping, 34-year-old registered sex offender Jeremy J. Dean will be released into Eau Claire County on Tuesday, living in the 800 block of East Grand Avenue. Election day is Tuesday. Again, if you have any questions about where you're supposed to vote, head on over to myvote.wi.gov and get your questions answered. That's myvote.wi.gov. Polls open all across the state from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election night this Tuesday. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. The preceding, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio.